This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. This week's abrupt warm-up has turned attention to the breakup of Alaska's rivers. So Rick, take us around the interior, starting with Fairbanks conditions.
In the immediate Fairbanks area, we do have the highest snowpack, that is the highest water content since 1993. And so with sustained mild weather here, there's at least some risk for ice jam and snowmelt flooding on the upper Chena and Chattanooga rivers. However, in the Tanana Valley above Salcha, the snowpack is actually near to even a little bit below normal. And so overall, for the Tanana Basin, the breakup potential does not look too different than normal.
Okay, and for the Yukon River?
In the uppermost Yukon Basin, say Whitehorse and above, snowpack is very substantial this year. There's going to be a lot of water coming down through Dawson and past Eagle. But across the northern part of the Yukon Basin, so the Yukon Flats, and then in the Porcupine Basin, snowfall, again, near to even significantly below normal this winter.
And finally, what about western interior rivers?
From the river forecast perspective, the area of biggest concern for breakup this spring is the Kuskokwim River, where snowpack is above normal throughout the entire reach of the river from the headwaters above Takotna and McGrath all the way down to the delta below Bethel.
Okay, sounds like it could be exciting. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.